Good evening and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is infrastructure, the real cancer culture. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Also, be sure and make some comments and marks and notes, and if you have any questions, shout them out during the show at any time. Give us some likes and some loves and share the podcast. Let everybody know we're out here. Take a breather to thank the Lord for all we have this great Thursday evening. Heavenly Father, we pray not for what we don't have tonight. We pray not for what we've lost. We pray not for those who we've lost, nor those things that have gone by us, those chances, those opportunities. We pray tonight that you send our path forward to us. Show us the light. Lift us off our feet and over that river of torrential waters and dangers. Lift us over those times that are rough and show us your way with your kind love and gentle hand. We pray these things in your glorious name, O Lord. Amen. May you shout out to our patrons again, same Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, Catherine, and Rudy, the regulars. Tonight, I'm going to open up with a couple of topics like we always do. I lost my notes. That's never a good thing when you lose your notes. Hi, Joanne. Thanks for stopping. So, heard an interesting thing today. That was from RT America, one of their back comments. No, it wasn't RT America. It was on the Libertarian Network on the satellite dish. And they're saying that there was rumors going on. I don't know how true this is. I haven't had a chance to fact check this one, but you might want to fact check. This is an interesting one if it's true. Was commented saying that someone heard around the White House that Jill Biden, there was some event, and Jill Biden was asking certain members of the staff, White House staff, if there was any way to recall a seated vice president. Some kind of comment about Kamala Harris running the show and running Joe Biden ragged, saying she's got an agenda of her own, is out there going to her own events, not sanctioned by the president. That piqued my interest. So I'm going to do some research. I don't know what I can find on it, but if anybody finds anything or hears anything, let me know. Just an interesting thought there as to what might be going on. But you know that poor Joe Biden doesn't have everything that's going on right now is being pushed by someone. He's just playing puppet right now. Not a very good puppet either. Unfortunately, the strings are kind of tangled. Got an interesting question today. It's a public notice, so it's not, I don't know who it went to, but it's not something that's confidential that I can't divulge. It's talking about passport apps in particular, health and pass and vaccine passport apps. I thought it was kind of interesting because it says digital COVID-19 health and vaccine passports, possible areas of concern. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The lack of current unified COVID-19 passport system. There's no compatibility, which leads to states and entities implementing different programs for collecting data and testing data. Differing COVID-19 passport standards and uncertainty regarding how the technologies and applications will work across the U.S. and state lines and international borders, as well as which vaccines will qualify and how to balance data privacy and access requirements. Risk of fraud and stolen data as criminal actors may seek to forge digital passports, upload and sell fabricated vaccine information, tamper with passport apps to gain unauthorized access, and conduct phishing campaigns. Now, an update to that was issued also. The update was that in Arizona, they were actually caught a guy that was using, that had created and was showing how to people to create falsified passport vaccines or vaccine passports. Continuing on, a lack of technology access by segments of the population, therefore may not have access to digital passports. Portions of the population do not possess smartphones either by choice or for financial reasons. So passports may not be utilized by the entire population for a variety of reasons. Some individuals may forego a vaccine passport if unable to receive a vaccine due to medical conditions or vaccine availability, or if they lack access to smartphones. Limiting access to activities and essential services to only, this is the one I like. Now I'm going to emphasize, I'm going to go slow on this one. This is their concerns. Digital COVID-19 health and vaccine passports, area of concerns, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Limiting access to activities and essential services to only individuals with health or vaccine passports could result in legal issues. In some cases, individuals who do not possess a health or vaccine passport are unable to access or retrieve a vaccine due to medical reasons or choose not to be vaccinated may face restrictions that could lead to legal challenges. Dum bum bum. Hey, have you heard about New York City? There's a good one. Trash is piling up, folks. They're all going on a strike. They're not going on a strike. They're going on walkouts. They're not picking up the trash. The cops say the city is not going to be a safe place come Friday when the mandates are required for the vaccine. Firefighters are going off the job, too. They said approximately a third of all the workforce, police, fire, and emergency services in the city of New York will go down on Friday in support of no mandates. Good for them. So tonight's topic is the infrastructure, the real cancel culture. Now, why would that come up? And, you know, I was looking for a topic for tonight. I had several topics. And I'm not quite sure, you know, what. But I was up in my garage, and when we first moved into this house, 15 years plus years ago, there was a couple of things up in the attic space in the garage. And one of them was an old Schwinn bicycle, rusted, probably worth something, it fixed up. And an antique, rusted, dented kerosene heater. Well, I'm a fan of all things fire and all things heat and all things fun, and all my fire pits of Friday nights, invite the neighborhood over and everything. For some reason, it came up. I guess with the winter coming in, I'm looking for heating appliances and things I can burn outside in lieu of a fire pit. I remember I had that old kerosene heater up in the attic. So I drag that thing down, and I'm like, you know, this needs a lot of work. Ordered a new wick for it. I said, I'm going to make this thing work. Sanded it down, painted it up with the high temperature paint and everything. I had to fire it up, load it with kerosene, and fired it up outside just to see if it would work. Now, this thing is from like 1910. And you always got to know, my wife looks at me, she says, hun, I'm standing clear. She always knows to stand back whenever I'm either wearing safety goggles, a helmet, or have a fire extinguisher by my side. She knows something's going on. It's probably best not to be around. Fortunately, this project went pretty well. And I got to thinking, what happens when the deep state, Biden, Harris, and those to follow, eliminate everything except electricity? You know, fossil fuels and oil contribute to our modern society. The entire history of our society relates to these things. I was thinking, you know, I took this old kerosene heater out. Might need to use that someday if the power goes out. It would actually work. In order to fix it, I had to sand it down and then paint it. And the paint came from petroleum. I had to clean it. I had to spray solvents on it to clean off the crud and the dirt and the grease and oil. Solvents that come from only petroleum distillates. Then in order to bring this thing back to life and actually use it, I had to load it up with kerosene, derivative of petroleum. Stuff. You won't be able to bring those quaint things back to life. You won't be able to burn that kerosene lantern when the power goes out, or if you're in a camp situation. You won't be able to have that fun glow of your barbecue pit or your fire pit anymore, because you won't be allowed to burn wood. You can't burn anything that puts out emissions. And I started to feel sad, you know. When I was a kid, my dad bought me two books. We were at a book fair. One of them was a King James Holy Bible. And the other was a book from the American Adventure series called Cowboys and Cattle Trails. Those two books were my Bibles. That's what I was born and raised on. I read this book come springtime. Oh, and a nice cool breeze was blowing through the window. I'd open the window up, let the wind blow over. And I'll tell you the funny story, because I'm going to read an intro. And think about the, you know, they're all complaining about the colonialism and all that sort of thing. I mean, the whole world is full of barbarians. We're all barbarians. We all want what the other person has. Face it. Even good Christian soldiers are out there. They want the good life. We came to America to try to make the good life. We weren't people that came over. We weren't kind to the Native Americans. We weren't kind to the slaves that we had. But we sure as hell were brave. We had a mission in mind to create a nation. The opening of this book, brave and loyal were the Boone cattle trails. Their lives were packed with daring adventure and hard work. One of the best of these men was John Benjamin Kendrick. He knew the wide open range and the long dusty miles of the cattle trails. He knew the dangers and the lonely life of the cowboy. Like all pioneers, the cowboys did their share in settling this great country of ours. With a hi-yi-yippee, they rode and roped their way into American history. I'm not just telling you this story because it was my favorite story as a kid. But growing up into politics, you know, the 15-year-old John Kendrick, in the very first chapter, he looked around the log cabin. For more than a year, he'd lived here with his uncle and aunt after his parents had died. Now he was leaving. Out to be on his own, he said. And so the story goes, until the very end, when you realize that John Kendrick went from having nothing, having lost his parents, to walking the trails and finding cattle ranches and becoming a great cowboy, suffering through many terrible nights, long, lonely, cold cattle runs. From Texas up to Wyoming. And it wasn't until, now I've read this many times, it wasn't until I found this book 2 years ago and reread that. It teaches you all about cowboys, but it's fun. It was written with the future adults in mind. And it wasn't until you read the last chapter you realize that John Kendrick became governor of the state of Wyoming. And it was that success that led me onto a career in politics and pushed me on to the struggles that this band had, the way they were told, pushed me on. And I thought tonight, looking over this book again, those trails and that success was based on all things done by the hand of man and woman. Women of the trail were some of the real innovators. Men were the hard workers, wood choppers. They made their own ammunition many times when there was nothing, when there's no ammunition to be had. Burned their firewood, made their own stoves to cook in, built their own cabins. What happens when all this goes away? You know, we're taught to build things. We're taught to create things. As the old Chinese proverb says, give a man a fish and you feed him, it will feed him for a day. If you teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Well, what happens when you can't teach that man to fish? You can't teach that man to fish because you need a license and a permit to go on the lake to catch the fish. You can't fish because you can't make your own fishing lines because you don't have the power or the tools to do it. When everything's forced upon you, machine-made and manufactured and running on electricity, you don't have the ability to create that commune to get away from it all. You can't blaze those trails. You lose your ability without the tools and the supplies of nature. You know, a lot of those tools and supplies are being banned and outlawed by the Biden infrastructure bill. Even to the point where they want to ban, I don't know if it's still in the bill yet or not, but the point where they want to ban natural supplements, which become part of pharmaceuticals, you would need a physician's script to go out and get vitamin C. That's in the bill, folks. Down the road, they want to ban all petroleum goods with no plan to replace them with anything else. It's not even possible. You need to think about what, you know, the old butterfly effect. You know, butterfly flaps its wings in China and it can affect the weather in New York City. And it's totally true. You know, these idiot morons are launching satellites. They want to spread internet around the world. My good friend Elon Musk is looking to do it too. But, you know, a lot of other companies are in there and they're fighting for each other. They want to put 50,000 satellites, like in the next couple of years, in orbit. 50,000 satellites. Astronomers are going nuts between the streetlights. Between the massive cities ever growing. There's hardly a place where you can watch the skies anymore. And then what happens when these 50,000 satellites start to deorbit or go bad and come crashing down to Earth? You know, we used to have pleasant skies and beautiful seascapes and landscapes. Now you're going to look up at the sky and see all these bright lights passing overhead, sending internet down to people. What a beautiful sight, folks. But all they're worried about is getting rid of our oil and our gasoline. Now, the change in the infrastructure and a change in plans of going electric and eliminating all of our traditions runs very deep when you look at the ramifications. Our future generations won't know how to do things like melt paraffin to make a candle. These candles will probably be outlawed. You won't get paraffin, that's for sure. Maybe you could use beeswax, but then it's going to emit carbon. You know, they want to ban all the coal stoves in China. China doesn't really burn coal. Right? You know, they always talk about the coal stoves in China. That there's all kinds of problems. You can see in Beijing when they had the Olympics in China, they had to shut all of the industry down, and you know, tell people to turn their stoves off during the Olympics. Because it's so bad, that's why they wear masks all the time to keep the soot out of their faces. But they want to ban their coal, and their coal is not real coal, you know. It's not clean burning Pennsylvania anthracite. Most of what they burn in China is peat and lignite. Peat's pretty cool. You can use peat in your barbecue grill. If you can use the barbecue grills anymore. But it has a really wonderful smell to it. And it makes your food taste really good. But too much of it can cause all kinds of problems too. Now, obviously, and the Chinese are having that problem with the pollution and the smog and everything. But still, they have the ability to cook because they can burn that. And now they want to take that away from them. Give them electric stoves when their electricity is not reliable. California just banned all gas-powered, like they call it, lawn appliances, but it includes things like generators. And yet we've seen what happens with the wildfires out in California. We've seen what happens with the snowstorms clogging up the solar panels in Texas. Yeah, this replacement technology works really well, folks. Wind stops blowing and the sun goes down at night. Pretty much screwed. And no one's talking about it. All Biden talks about is, I want my bill passed before I go to this climate summit because I don't look like a smacked ass. I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Biden, you are a smacked ass, as are all your cohorts that follow you. Cancel culture. Everything is canceling. And the infrastructure plan is one of the biggest cancel cultures. If you think about it, you know, I was looking in the paper the other day, one of the newspapers, a few newspapers left that actually has ads for automobiles. And looking at all the old classic muscle cars. Beautiful pieces of engineering. Everybody loves a great car show. Guess what? They're done. They take away the fuel to run them. You know, then they want to get rid of all the petroleum and the fossil fuels, yet how do we move a lot of our freight? You know, you can try and electrify all the railways, but that's a really tough job. Most of the railways run on diesel. All your cargo ships run on diesel. But they want to get rid of petroleum by 2050. You know, this reminds me of those stories when someone writes a science fiction story and they're like, the robots are going to take over in 2028. And I'm using that as an example. But read some of the stories from the 60s and the 70s, 1960s, 1970s, some of the science fiction stories, and from the 1950s about how in the next 20 years you're going to be having flying cars and living on Mars. Must have been the same people writing those books that don't have the foresight to see, to realize that these things are thousands of years off, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years off. Things just don't happen that fast. And yet they're planning to eliminate everything by 2050. That's their goal. Now, for those who say I'm a, you don't believe, you're one of those climate deniers or whatever. No, the climate's changing. We're screwing it up. There's no doubt about it. But you got your choice. Go back to the Stone Age or screw up the environment and then figure out what to do with it afterwards. You don't just take away everything we have that you gave us, all our great technologies, all our great toys, our wonderful muscle cars, the tractors that rule the land and feed us. Doesn't happen overnight, folks. So infrastructure is the real cancel culture. It's going to cancel everything we've known. Because that infrastructure bill includes the replacement of petroleum, at least the start of it. Now you can't even have a phonograph record. They're coming back in popularity, you know, these days. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot of phonograph players out there now, a lot of collectors, a lot of new records coming out. Can't make them without petroleum. Can't make your automobiles without petroleum. Even the electric ones. So food for thought. Get out there, write your congressmen, congresswomen, especially the Democrats and the rhinos. Tell them to vote this stupid bill down. Just no, just say no. Don't even try to compromise. Just say no. It's easy. No. And if they don't want to say no, vote them out. Get rid of them. And tell them you're going to get rid of them. You know, it's not a problem to look to the future to you know, sort things out and figure out what you're going to do. But it's not going to happen overnight, folks. You're going to lose a few islands and a few barrier reefs in the process, maybe waiting for it, but she'll save the rest of the planet. And we won't be living with stone knives and bear skins. So I'm going to end on that note. 30-minute shows for a while, at least for the time being. And we'll be back again next week with the same time, another 30 minutes. And kind of a nice break for me, actually. And gives you a chance to get some rest, too, when you're done listening to the podcast. So there you go. But not sure of the topic for next week. You never know. These things come up spur of the moment. We're going to see what happens in this climate summit. So that's going to probably be the topic for next week, depending on what they say and what comes out of it and what happens with this infrastructure bill. So keep all that in mind. Keep our podcast in your mind. Pass the word on. And thanks for coming every week and supporting this great podcast. More to follow. We'll see you again next week. God bless. Take care of yourselves and stay safe, everyone. Thanks for stopping by. Good night, everybody, and see you next week.